you smell what Barack has cooked.
I'm here to challenge you to a match.
When it comes to standing up for the American people, though, I am ready to rumble.
I think that we may need a wrestler in the White House.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Great American Bash. My name is Brandon Weatherby.
My name is Chris Kelly.
It is Monday, January 13th, 2020, our first show of 2020.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. It is 8:40 p.m. We were recording this for the first time since, I think, October.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
It has been a minute. Unfortunately, not much has happened.
I guess there was like a vote or something.
There was a vote?
It was kind of historic, but it hasn't really done anything.
It really hasn't.
We almost went to the war thing.
We almost did go to the war thing.
WCW's World War III, but we haven't yet, but it could happen again.
World War III is not our big show of the night. Our big show of the night is not the return of Big Show, who made a triumphant comeback last week on Monday Night Raw.
Well, it's not
the Big Show. It's the Bernie Sanders told Elizabeth Warren in a private 2018 meeting that women can't win, multiple sources say.
Yeah.
This is. I do think that this is a legitimately important story on January 13th, especially because January 14th, there's a debate.
Right.
And that
Iowa's coming.
Will take up, I'd say, half of the debate. At least this will be one of the first questions. It will dominate.
He's already answered it, too.
Doesn't matter.
No, he'll answer it again, but, you know, it's a work. This didn't happen.
Okay, so here's how Sanders describes the event, which is somewhat important.
Okay.
Sanders, it is ludicrous to believe that at the same meeting where Elizabeth Warren told me she was going to run for president, I would tell her that a woman couldn't win. It's sad that 3 weeks before the Iowa caucus and a year after that private conversation, staff who weren't in the room are lying about what happened. What I did say that night was Donald Trump is a sexist, a racist, and a liar who would weaponize whatever he could. Do I believe a woman can win in 2020? Of course. After all, Hillary Clinton beat Donald Trump by 3 million votes in 2016.
Okay, so it's turned out that, you know, other than our...
Really quick. That came out a few hours ago. This matters. Within the last hour, this is from Elizabeth Warren's people, her communications department. Bernie and I met for more than 2 hours in December 2018 to discuss the 2020 election, our past work together, and our shared goals, beating Donald Trump, taking back government from the wealthy and the well-connected, and building an economy that works for everyone. Among the topics that came up was what would happen if Democrats nominated a female candidate. I thought that a woman could win. He disagreed. I have no interest in discussing this private meeting any further because Bernie and I have far more in common than our differences on punditry. I'm in this race to talk about what's broken in this country and how to fix it, and that's what I'm going to continue to do. I know Bernie's in the race for the same reason. We have been friends and allies for a long time, and I have no doubt we will continue to work together to defeat Donald Trump and put our government on the side of the people.
Okay, I know this is a podcast about the intersections of presidential politics and pro wrestling, but did you watch I Think You Should Leave? The comedy?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so this is the sketch where he crashes the Wienermobile through the store and is like, why is everyone on their phones all day? We don't connect. Like, you can't crash the Wienermobile and then be like, I don't want to talk about whoever crashed this Wienermobile.
I think Bernie's response was reminiscent of the most important promo of all time, CM Punk's when this guy dies, this doofus son-in-law is going to take over.
No, I think the Bernie, that's the perfect, that's why I think I'm going to out myself on this podcast. I'm a Bernie supporter.
There's some rift in the pod all of a sudden.
Yeah. Well, we'll get to, I'm not even sure who you're supporting. I assume.
You know what I support? The business.
Business, yeah. You're a good worker.
Stone Cold and me. I'm blatantly stealing from Marty and Sarah Love Wrestling. Their whole, their gimmick is Stone Cold. For those that listen to this and for some reason don't know Marty and Sarah Love Wrestling, Marty is wonderful and plays the role of Stone Cold, and his entire thing is protect the business, and their URL is protectthe.biz.
That's pretty great.
So
yeah, that's we screwed up not getting that, but they're better fans. So this is like Bernie being a good politician.
Yeah.
You go, yeah, I don't think that happened, and here's what I did say. It's kind of like when you're a heel and you're a heel or a face and you're cutting a promo. You don't say this guy that I'm against is just a real piece of garbage. We've talked about this before. You don't say he's a piece of trash that I'm going to beat easily, because then who cares? Where's the money? You have to, like, he pivoted and said, oh, by the way, my opponent, my presumptive opponent is a real piece of trash.
Yeah.
So he immediately got out of this. He said, literally, he said, she said, that is like, didn't happen. There's no, it's like, he probably said, like, Hillary can't win, which, you know, I don't know. Check the Wikipedia. What happened with that one?
The reason why this is the big show of the night is also because there's a wrestling analog as this was breaking.
Okay.
Today, on Twitter, thanks to a very small press conference thing that Triple H was doing, essentially a conference call.
Love to see it. He does them all the time. He doesn't protect the biz in those. He protects the game.
This is when Triple H is not playing the role of Hunter Hearst Helmsley, but Paul Levesque, head of
Senior
NXT.
Senior vice president.
So,
doofus son-in-law.
So Triple H is talking to seemingly all male collection of people.
Wrestling journalists.
Oh, so, okay, let's qualify ourselves. We're getting all over the map. Chris Kelly and I wrote a book about the Donald.
Yeah.
Called How Trump Turned Presidential Politics into Professional Wrestling. We published that a few months before the 2016 election, thinking that this has a very limited shelf life. We were wrong. We started doing this show in 2015 during the Republican and Democratic National Conventions. Our first few episodes, I'm calling in from the Republican National Convention. I interviewed Linda McMahon and Dolph Ziggler on the floor of the convention on the same night. One of those two people worked for the Trump administration. One of those two people will probably still work for the Trump administration, the showstopper. So this matters because I've been covering politics and wrestling for a long time. You've been covering wrestling and music and all that stuff for a long time. This is a serious question. Are there any women journalists that cover wrestling? The Washington Post used to have one,
yes.
Marissa Payne, and once she left on maternity leave, I don't think they've even restaffed the wrestling writer.
Okay. Shockingly, they haven't restaffed the wrestling beat.
You've written a few features for the Washington Post.
Yes.
I think you might be the only one in the last few years that wrote about wrestling.
And multiple times, yes. Yeah. I think like Up Rocks on Wit Spandex might have a couple of female correspondents, but we're talking bloggers. I don't know what kind of access or what kind of like.
Speaking of access, and this is why I wanted to interrupt.
AXS TV, yeah, where Impact is. Yeah.
Chris and I were at the inaugural AEW Dynamite at the Capital One Arena, and we were part of the press scrum. There were zero women?
Oh, yeah, no, definitely not.
I want to say it was 88-2. 80% white people.
Yes.
And then I think there were zero Hispanic people.
I don't see color.
Majority
white male. Who
so,
do you think
this matters
fucking watches wrestling?
For the Paul Levesque, Hunter Hearst Helmsley, Triple
yes.
H, the game, the Cerebral Assassin press conference today.
Land the ship.
Triple H is asked as a serious question, like, who's going to maybe be in the Rumble? We're concerned about people's health. Daniel Bryan, probably. We never thought we'd see him again. Isn't it great that he's back? Edge has been working on it a long time. Edge has kids. Paige.
When you're talking about people as talented as Edge, Paige, who wouldn't want them to return? I'm a fan just like everyone else, and I would love to see them step into the ring and compete. More importantly than that, though, I'd like to see them live long, healthy lives. You know, Edge has kids. You know, Paige... Maybe she probably has something she doesn't know of, but thank you. Do you need some coffee for this? you want them to their health first, people first. You know, this is great. This is all great, but at the end of the day, it's not everything.
Part of wrestling Twitter is upset with this.
Because it's fucking Monday and something to be upset
about. Unfortunately, some of those people are Paige.
Okay.
Paige is upset with this.
Yeah.
That matters. Renee Young is now on the Paige bandwagon. Like, why are we making Paige cry? This isn't necessarily good.
No.
This is a rift in the WWE NXT universe. The same way there's a rift in the Dems with Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders. Did Triple H say this thing? Yes. It's on tape. Was it a joke? I'd say clearly a joke.
It's a bad joke.
Yeah, it's a bad joke, but it's also in reference to Paige's sex tape and
it's
Paige's
like
experience.
Have you ever seen her on Total Divas?
Paige's entire storyline of Total Divas.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily a good thing. It's not slut shaming. It's not anything.
Have you
it's
ever
just,
seen her portrayed by Academy Award nominee Florence Pugh in Fighting With My Family? It's all
is she
there.
She Academy Award nominated?
She didn't get it for that.
Okay. No, I know
no,
that.
Wait,
but
did she get?
Yeah,
she
Fighting
get,
With My Family is not the first WWE
production.
No, wait, production.
Actually, she might not have got supporting. That's who got screwed out of supporting.
Who was
actors.
She now? She was nominated for something?
No, actually, I don't think she was.
Okay.
I think it's the other one. Saoirse Ronan.
Yes.
Did not portray a wrestler.
Got it. Anyways, this is a big deal, and it shouldn't be a big deal. Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, big deal. It should not be a big deal. These are our big shows of the week.
So that's a big deal because there's a whole cottage industry in the political press of Dems in disarray. And I mean, this is a primary. There is going to be contention. There are different ideological boundaries. These people are not the kind of powers that be. the higher powers of the Dark Order do not want to see a Bernie Sanders or a Elizabeth Warren candidacy. So it's good to kind of stir the pot. And they're kind of, I think the Warren campaign's taking the bait here of they put this out.
Yeah.
So they started this because, I mean, this is what you do. You know, it very much starts to seem like a 2004 Howard Dean thing where there's someone who the party establishment is not behind. And, you know, people start going, well, let's kind of kill this in the crib. And so you're 3 weeks out from a primary and Bernie's leading in the Iowa polls and you're going to start seeing stuff like this.
Yesterday in the Washington Post, former Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel had a...
I forgot about him.
I never forgot. I think Rahm should have won.
Won what?
Run and won 2020.
What, president?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who can go... That's the thing. We're never going to see that promo. That's a dream match. That's Stone Cold CM Punk to me. Trump versus Rahm Emanuel.
I'd rather have Trump. Jesus.
There you go. He wrote a thing about how identity politics will actually not matter. And okay. All this talk about identity politics at this point of this game is kind of pointless. And all it's going to do is result in things like this. And that 24 hours later, we have this.
The conservative Democrat? I mean,
no,
what,
the guy that worked with
identity
Obama, it's like Obama didn't win because of identity politics. Obama won because he was inspiring people.
Sure.
And like got people to like agree with a few things. Not because happen to be a black man, because I happen to be from the south side of Chicago. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's not, it's from Hawaii, but you know what I mean.
Right. In Kansas, whatever else.
Same way The Rock is from everywhere, is Obama. Yeah. Anyways, that's not what won the election for Obama mm-hmm. in 2008. Why would it ever win anything in 2020? And Trump didn't necessarily win on identity politics.
No, he did. He won on white identity.
See, here's where to disagree. And that's why our next topic is the impeachment preview.
Here we go. Are we on the road to impeachment? Are we on the road to removal?
That's the better catch, yeah. The road to removal. The answer is clearly no.
No, that's not
the
right.
Trial will start next week, probably the day after Martin Luther King Day.
Perfect.
So on
who's Vince McMahon's hero?
This is not a joke. When you watch Monday Night Raw next Monday on January 20th, you will see multiple tributes to Martin Luther King Jr. You will see for the first time in maybe 6 months, Nia Jax on camera.
Is that happening?
Oh, yeah. Titus O'Neil on camera.
Oh, yeah, that's happening. Titus O'Neil is going to embarrass himself, and I'm okay. That's
Seth Rollins will be forced to participate because he had a Nazi girlfriend at one point.
And he does a curb stomp move.
Who else will definitely be involved?
I don't know. Some black cruiserweights will eat a pin or two.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah, that's right. That was was it 2 years ago where I think Seth Rollins curb stomped Cedric Alexander on Martin Luther King Day?
You'd love to see it if you're Vince McMahon.
If you're a Bernie bro like you. Okay, so the impeachment trial, will it mean anything? Serious question.
No. I think the Dems did the best they could with this. Mm-hmm. At first, when the speaker was talking about this, she had said, we're going to do it quick. They wanted it done before Thanksgiving or something, and that was dumb. They dragged it out pretty long. You want to tarnish him. I mean, it would have been for their...
Who's the they?
The Democrats. Dems? It would be good to have A1 story about impeachment every day into the election.
Mm-hmm.
That clearly is not going to happen. This impeachment part will be done, but it'll be... Both sides will be able to kind of... Both sides will get what they need out of this. Neither side kind of wins or loses. Basically, Democrats will be able to say, we impeached him, and Republicans, they're malfeasant, and they're not going to do their job, but we impeached him. And then the Republicans can say, oh, this was a... He didn't get removed from office. This was a... Whatever Trump says about Democrats.
So in our book, in multiple episodes of this podcast, in multiple writings that we've done, we've always said Vince is Trump, Trump is Vince.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about the other actors in this. Mitch McConnell, to me, is a fictionalized version of Kevin Nash / Diesel. He's got the book,
yeah,
and he's admitting it's fucking fake,
he's
man.
He's got the pencil. And he's there. He's just the guy, all right? He's just trying to, like us, drinking a nice Pinot on a Monday night. What do you think Mitch McConnell's going
to
be?
Now, is Nancy Pelosi the kid that says, it's still real to me, damn it? Or is she Chris Jericho trying to play every company for what it's worth, trying to unite the wrestling world?
I think closer to...
It's still real to
still
me?
Still real to me.
I don't know. She doesn't seem...
Who's
totally
the most like Lisa Simpson of the wrestling world? I mean, it's just like a... There is like, well...
Sami Zayn?
Yeah. Heel Sami Zayn. Who's right, right?
Like, so yeah, Sami Zayn's right about everything.
You guys are ruining the planet, and like, you should do this and this and this. And it's like, yeah, sure, but you're not changing any minds. You're not winning. Definitely not winning.
And at the best, you represent the Intercontinental Championship title.
Yeah, you're like, yeah. You have a title, but it's not yours. Yeah.
Is it fair to say that the outcome of the impeachment of WWE Hall of Famer Donald Trump is predetermined?
Obviously.
Okay, moving on to the actual most exciting story, most exciting preview. It's Rumble season.
Your favorite.
This is my favorite pay-per-view. Yeah. Like, no qualifiers.
It's most, yeah, a lot of people. And
what's
this
your
is
favorite
one.
Pay-per-view?
Whatever AEW is doing.
Mine is Hell in a
Wrestle
Cell,
Kingdom.
Which is not called Hell in a Cell in Germany.
No, it's called Bad Room. It's not called Bad Room. I can't remember what it is. It's close to that.
It's called The Room.
Well, they also no. It's called Hell in a Cell. It's you're thinking of Elimination Chamber.
That's it. That's it. Thank
that's
you.
That's the one they don't have in Germany for some reason.
Okay, so the Men's Rumble is. I'm super excited for the Men's Rumble.
Okay.
Because it relates to the actual big story in my heart, which is not the biggest story in wrestling. But let's focus on the Rumble. Let's do our preview. Let's do three things.
Okay.
Our politics / wrestling comparisons. Mm-hmm. Our hopes. And our realities.
Okay.
So our hopes can't involve dead people. You can't just be like, Benoit's going to win everything, every match.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't want to hope that. He was a murderer.
You know what I mean, though.
Yeah.
You can't be like, Aaron Hernandez, shocking return to the ring. You know what I mean? Former teammates of Gronk, who was in a Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
Previous. No, I'm sorry. He was not in a Royal Rumble.
He was in a WrestleMania.
He was in a WrestleMania.
Battle Royale.
Battle Royale. Thank you. So those can't be your hopes. They have to be living people.
My hopes will not involve Chris Benoit or Aaron Hernandez.
And then the realities of what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So let's go reverse order. The Men's Rumble.
Mm-hmm.
What we know is Brock Lesnar is entering at number one.
Yes.
I don't know if you remember this, Chris, but he's a Paul Heyman guy.
Yes.
He
pays. I'm quoting here. The Jew, to do that, to talk for him.
I will try to find that clip because that's been scrubbed from the Hulu edition of Raw for many years.
For some reason.
Your promos in the UFC, I loved them because that was Brock being Brock. And so your promos here, you don't speak as much. You start laughing about the promos.
I got to feed the Jew. he's got to eat.
So do you...
Another thing we know for sure is as of tonight... Tyson Fury is teasing taking on Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania during his Wilder press conference.
Okay.
To preview the Wilder Fury fight.
So I think you want to talk about this as well, but a tangent of that.
Sure.
That's kind of like Chris Jericho saying if Tanahashi wins, they're going to have a AEW title mm-hmm. match in Japan or something. That's a carny working. Tyson Fury is a carny. He's a fighter, but it's all in the same carny umbrella.
Therefore, yeah. Shouldn't that happen?
No, because that's what happened in Wrestle Kingdom. The two are not working together. So
we'll get to that
yes,
in a
will.
Future.
But I'm saying Tyson Fury has worked in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, right?
That's correct. That's correct.
Yeah. They killed that journalist, right?
They murdered in cold blood the journalist.
Bad blood. Where Kane debuted.
Thank you. Okay. Yes, they...
they murdered him in bad blood. No, okay, so... Tyson Fury is just working the marks with that. I don't know if he's actually going to face Brock.
That's what I'm leading towards.
Yeah.
So,
well, I mean, he might because February they're going to go back to Saudi Arabia. Yeah.
Fantastic. So
yeah,
there you go.
On the road to WrestleMania.
So Lesnar, therefore Lesnar will be eliminated by someone.
So I think the money...
Because I think the reality is... We're going to go all over here. We're going to do wrestling comparison, hopes, and realities. I think the reality is Fury Lesnar at WrestleMania, if there is a Lesnar match at WrestleMania, which I think there will be.
Okay, so I don't actually think Tyson Fury, I don't think there's any money in him, really. Like, and same with Cain Velasquez. I don't think this is a Vince thing of, like, legitimacy, right? It's XFL season.
You're not wrong, but
mm-hmm.
it is XFL season. You have to remember that. And you have to remember Tyson Fury is still legitimately great. And
legitimately homophobe his exes. So, yeah, perfect.
You're saying a boxer? Speaking of
I'm
legitimately
saying,
homophobic.
Perfect to headline WrestleMania?
There have been weirdly weird good boxing wrestling matches at WrestleMania. The
yes.
big one of the Big Show's best matches, no joke.
Against Floyd.
What are you saying about a homophobic?
Yeah. I didn't say anything about beating women, but yeah, Floyd.
The Floyd Mayweather Big Show WrestleMania match was not horrible, and it should have been.
Yeah.
Why not just rerun that?
I mean, they could do it. I'm just saying, I think what's going to happen, Brock is entering number one. But here's the thing. Brock doesn't lose. So what's going to happen is Brock is going to go number one, throw around a couple fan favorites.
Sure.
Maybe he eliminates Daniel Bryan. Maybe he eliminates whoever people like. I don't know who people like anymore. I don't watch the product.
You just like Bernie.
I don't watch the product, Paul.
I don't watch the show, Paul. Why would I watch the show?
he's going to get maybe put through a table or something. It's going to take like a lot of guys.
Yeah.
Someone's going to come in, maybe someone, or there'll be a distraction and he go chases Tyson Fury to the back, whatever it is. He's out of the match. He's taking a nap. Someone thinks they win. Probably a fan favorite. It looks like they've won. Brock comes out, gives them wedgie, gives them that five, and then he wins. Therefore, like, the match will not have mattered because he is the current champion, right?
He's the current champion, yes.
So they'll just say, oh, well, like, we're up to, like, some other match in Saudi Arabia will determine who he's facing.
Fair. So I think that...
I think it's just the reality. You have to go to the dead journalist route, the darkest reality.
Yeah.
And that's what you go with.
So in that scenario, we definitely set up Lesnar versus his opponent at Saudi Arabia, mm-hmm. where they murder journalists.
Yes.
My hope is... a Paul Heyman guy eliminates Brock. And okay. I think that if this man is going to re-enter wrestling, he would take on Lesnar to headline WrestleMania. And that's clearly CM Punk.
Right.
Which is actually not out of the realm of possibility. I know I've been saying this the entire time we've been doing this show and we've known each other. But
yes.
The difference is Punk is finally back on the WWE payroll, sort of.
Yes.
That's all that matters.
Right.
He's a Paul Heyman guy. The best Brock Lesnar match in WWE history
is against CM Punk
at SummerSlam. I think it's 2013. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. It's a modern match. It's really good. You have Heyman involved. Two Paul Heyman guys take each other on at WrestleMania. There you go.
Yeah, it's so good.
It's never going to happen.
Vince will never do it.
Are there any politics/wrestling comparisons in the men's match of the Royal Rumble?
I mean,
there's one that's obvious to me.
What do you have?
It's the Democratic field right now.
Okay. A lot of white men?
Yeah. Brock Lesnar is Joe Biden. Yeah. He's going to go home and lay on his wife and drink some Coors Light.
Hey, it's a good life. It's not fun. It's not a winner. It's not money. And he'll, tire. He'll get gassed early.
That's really good. Moving on to the Women's Rumble.
Mm-hmm.
Not so jazzed about this one this year. This is the third annual Women's Rumble. It's the 33rd annual Rumble total. The first one was won by Asuka. Mm-hmm. The second one was run by Becky Lynch. We're probably not going to see that again because
they're facing off
again for a rematch. I'm excited for that match.
Should be a good match, yeah.
This Rumble, it's a big shrug of the shoulders. The only, I think, front runner, kind of, is that's not in the company currently is Paige.
Yeah, I don't think
there's been a tease of a Paige return.
I don't think so. If we go back to what Triple H was saying today, when he talked about Daniel Bryan as the exception that proves the rule that that people who get hurt like this and have these, so Paige, Edge, Daniel Bryan, they all had really bad spinal stenosis, neck injuries. They could get paralyzed or die in the ring. When he says Daniel Bryan, we never thought he'd wrestle again. We never thought he'd wrestle in this company again. He clarifies.
Yeah.
The reason Daniel Bryan is back is not because he did acupuncture and cupping and whatever fucking hippie shit he did to get that he thinks got him back into ring shape. He got back because they realized they could not keep him not wrestling and under contract in perpetuity. And they realized, we've talked about this before, he was going to wrestle in Japan. So if he's going to make some money, it might as well be for us. And if he's going to die in the ring or go crazy in Benoit's family, we might as well get a few bucks out of it. With Edge and Paige, they're not in that position. Edge hasn't wrestled in like 10 years. I don't actually think Edge... I think Edge liked that little pop he got at whatever SummerSlam. I don't know. He showed up at some show. And I think Paige is like... I think she wants to wrestle and she's not done with... But I think she can run out the clock and... just do their little backstage shows and do all this stuff and be a celebrity. I mean, she was on Total Divas. She knows how to make money with them. I don't see Paige as a surprise. I don't really see a surprise. I think something interesting they'll probably do is Shayna Baszler. So I don't know if she was in the match last year.
That would be a legit good match, and that makes a lot of sense for reality.
She dropped the belt in NXT to Rhea Ripley, who's like a real star.
So you have Shayna Baszler take on whom? Take on Bayley?
I don't see them putting the belt on Asuka, so Becky beats Asuka.
Yeah.
And then you do Shayna, Becky.
You do Shayna Becky?
Yeah.
At Rumble? At Mania. Really?
Well, you did Ronda, and I don't think Ronda's actually coming back. Do you think Ronda comes back?
I think Ronda comes back.
At the Rumble?
If
Ronda comes back, you keep Shayna on the shelf because it's going to, it just overshadows.
Sooner or later, I mean, how far are we? All the four horsemen for the WWE are healthy, right?
Yes.
You do it now.
Yeah, I mean, that would be the... I don't think they're going to put... That's the way to do it. They've been talking about this match forever. I don't think they're going to do it. I don't think they were going to pull the trigger on Four Horsemen versus Four Horsemen. It seems so easy money, but I just don't see them doing it. I think...
Do you feel like saving it for a rainy day? Because, like, things are still going really well with the current Becky Lynch run? That's serious.
No, I don't think things are going... I think all the heat is off Becky Lynch's current run.
You clearly are not watching the product. Yeah. So, is there a politics wrestling comparison for the women's Royal Rumble?
Well, I think Charlotte's going to win it. Or...
so you
or
go
Lacey
with,
or Lacey somehow, even if she doesn't win her match. I know she's
she
in a
does
match.
The thing that Becky Lynch did last year.
Yeah, she loses her match, but then she wins the Rumble. Because 53% of white women voted for Donald Trump, and
there
that's why
that's
Lacey
a good
wins.
Comparison. Universal Championship: The Fiend versus Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, well, good night, sweet Fiend. It's WrestleMania season, and it's time for Daniel Bryan to pass the torch to Roman Reigns. So
you think that's what we're leading towards?
Yeah, they did that backstage segment. I think they're going. I think Roman wins the Rumble again because fuck the fans is why. And because I don't think the winner of the Rumble is going to face. Like we said, I don't think the winner of the Rumble is going for the SmackDown belt. So it's Reigns versus Bryan because they have no card.
Here's why I'm so legitimately excited for this Rumble.
Mm-hmm.
Based on the placement of these matches, that will change my picks of who wins the Rumble. For example, if we have the Universal Championship open the show and it's The Fiend versus Daniel Bryan and The Fiend wins, then I say that Finn Balor wins the Rumble and we do our Halloween costume party show, open up Mania. Mm-hmm. And that makes a lot of sense to me. Yeah. And then you have Lesnar versus Fury and be like, here are the real fighters. Right. You see what I mean? If Daniel Bryan goes up early and wins, then I think Roman Reigns wins the Rumble.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's hero versus hero, which is very weird or headline WrestleMania, but it's happened before.
Do you think the men start... What did they do last year? Who started, men or women?
The overall? I think the men started it. But I think the first match of the night was Asuka Becky.
Okay. I think...
And that's why Becky was able to, like, quote-unquote heal and then take on...
I will say Brock is in the Rumble at number one.
Yeah.
He wants to go home and lay on his wife. Men's Rumble might start the show.
I don't disagree.
Yeah.
But if we know that... Okay, so that's the thing.
And then it's like, well, who's Roman going to challenge? And by the end of the show, he comes out and points the sign once Daniel Bryan's holding his thing and doing the yes thing, and then Roman Reigns comes out, and you got your semi-main event.
And here's why I like the Rumble so much, is because now we could book it. We're like, we know Brock Lesnar's entering at number one, mm-hmm. right? Why does he actually have to enter the ring?
Yeah.
Paul Heyman, his advocate, could...
Yeah. I mean,
explain something weird.
He's gonna not.
It'll make sense. Yeah. It'll be great. The match I actually want to see, no joke. Even though I do want to see Punk again.
Mm-hmm.
Is Nakamura Lesnar?
Yeah, because they faced off in New Japan,
and it was great. And that was pre.
Not that they would ever use this history, but that was pre Nakamura really doing his Freddie Mercury rock and roll.
And we're never going to see that because Shinsuke is taking on Strowman for the Intercontinental belt. I have no feelings whatsoever about Strowman.
Is Strowman
the Corey Booker of the WWE?
No, because I think Strowman could. It's someone who could have been a star, but just the powers that be were like, no, that's just, we're gonna not let that happen. So who showed some real? He exposed himself.
Sherrod Brown.
No, like I think like a Beto, like someone who like seemed like a star, and then just was like not.
You think Beto and Strowman are the same?
No,
I'm not going
to
disagree.
I think Strowman's better at what he does than what Beto does. I'm trying to think of... I have to think of someone who's kind of like... could have been a contender and it really isn't. I mean, and why won't Strowman ever be the champion? Where is he from? He has it tattooed on his arm.
Is it North Carolina or South Carolina?
Great state of North Carolina. Okay. Where is Vince McMahon from?
Technically North Carolina.
Yeah, so that's never going to happen.
So Vince was... Vincent Kennedy McMahon was not raised by Vincent Kennedy Sr.
No.
Moving on to the Raw Women's Championship, Becky Lynch versus Asuka.
Yeah, it's not going to be Asuka.
I'm looking forward to this match, even though I know the outcome.
They'll put on a good.
And here's
good
how
match.
I know you're not watching the product, because Becky Lynch is still the most over WWE superstar.
I know, but that's like what's the best metaphor? There's not a politically correct one anymore. Those are all gone. But it's like being, you know, the tallest midget. It's like not. It's being over in WWE. The volume is turned down. Like, the highest you can
get. Speaking of the volume turning down, it's Roman Reigns versus King Corbin.
Doo-doo. Doo-doo.
What is this for?
Why does this keep happening?
That's right. Universal.
And I like Corbin. I think he's good. I think he's good at what he does, and I loved his like go back to Ring of Honor gimmick. And I just don't think they this idea like. I mean, they did for like a year in like made him wrestle in slacks, and now they're doing the King thing with like dog food. This show is for dumb babies.
Moving on, the exact opposite of Roman Reigns versus King Corbin. It's Andrade versus Rey Mysterio for the United States Championship. The exact opposite because, number one, this is for a belt.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, this match will be great.
Yeah.
Number three, it's about the 30th time we've seen it, but did I'm not sick of it in any way.
Did you see the weird finish they made them do on TV? Like it wasn't live TV?
I know that there was a mask removal and then a beatdown after the fact.
You have to find the video online. This is real quick. So what they did was they did a finish. What they wanted was Zelina was supposed to get involved and Ray was supposed to be real verklempt that he hit a woman because he's a good guy and blah, blah, blah. And then he was supposed to get rolled back in the ring and lose. But you had to get that reaction shot of Ray going, "Ay, Dios mío, I hit a woman." Unlike Floyd Mayweather. They didn't do that. So they did the finish, and like he's about to pin him, or Andrade's about to pin Ray, I think, and the ref pulls him off him and is like basically, he's like, the old man is yelling in my ear, do it again. And they're on live television. It's just fascinating. It's just fun to like watch a show and go, well, and they have to kind of cover for, this I will say, if you do, this is a tangent, but if you're watching AEW, when things like that happen, the and I noticed this in New Japan too, the announcers are so quick on their feet to be like,
oh, I see.
You know, the ref must not like what he saw there. You know, I think he didn't have the footing. Or like if someone botches the move, he didn't get all of it. You know, I think he's going to try it again, and they cover for it. But it's very tough to do when you're like, the old man changed the plan on live TV and you have to BS your way out of it. It should be a good match.
Yeah, it will be.
Love Andrade. And they go out there and, you know, Rey Mysterio, so the great thing about a wellness policy that Bobby Roode just got popped for and came back is that, do you know the testosterone replacement therapy stuff?
No.
So you can't do steroids in WWE. We all know that. That's obviously you can't do them. Unless you need testosterone replacement therapy from having done too many steroids in the past, in which case you can do steroids. So if you fucked up your endocrine system by doing too many steroids, you can do steroids.
So does that explain the Rey Mysterio?
That's Rey. That was Ryback. That's John Cena. That's because these guys who fucked up their system enough, they can't produce testosterone anymore. They have a medical exemption. That's how you do it. Or you just go to AEW and just do them because they signed Brian Cage and they don't give a fuck.
Speaking of Andrade, congratulations to soon-to-be Mr. Flair.
Yeah. I mean, that's like a short king move right there. You love to see it. As a guy who's 5'7", I love to see it.
You're 5'7"?
Gotta be, right? I'm not that tall.
You don't know your own height?
I don't know. Check my ID. Are you a cop?
Don't you choose your own height on your ID? Don't you?
Yeah, so it's much higher on my ID. it's 6 foot. No, I mean, Charlotte's definitely taller.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Andrade's, I'm excited because I think they're sort of teasing the disillusion of Andrade and Zelina Vega.
No, I think you should definitely take one of the best
Hear me out.
They're not going to do anything with Flair.
No, I don't give a shit about Flair. I want Zelina with her actual husband.
Why do you want to lock
my favorite wrestler in the WWE? Serious. He's my second favorite wrestler in WWE.
Why do you want to lock Zelina Vega in the closet and not let her do matches?
SmackDown Women's Championship, Bayley versus Lacey Evans.
The glow one is going to win.
This is disappointing.
It isn't it? But, I mean, they've been pushing her, and they've somehow made the great thing. And by great, I mean the horrible thing is you love to watch WWE and see just natural baby faces, natural heels, and then the company go, no, it's the opposite. So you love to see the one who's like the fan favorite, kids lover, literally like just could make so much money. And you have the Southern Belle bombshell Fox News reporter, and she's the face, obviously, because it's Vince McMahon runs the company. This feud has been interminable too. This is not quite Roman.
It's been going on for a very long time.
It's not Roman Corbin, but it seems to be going on a lot of recaps.
Here's the thing about Roman Corbin and Bayley versus Lacey Evans. I like all four of them as performers, as wrestlers. I think that they're all very good at their jobs, but like these pairings are not good.
No.
Roman Reigns versus
Bayley.
That would be better. I'd legitimately like watching that match.
I would like to see like Bayley Corbin, but like old Corbin when he had a skullet.
Yeah.
He was really into collecting skulls and stuff. I'd like her trying to be friends with him. You know, like kind of like a Kane Daniel Bryan thing.
Yeah.
I think there's something there.
I agree.
And then I'd like to see Roman Reigns punch Lacey in the face.
Oh, they'll do that.
No, they have. They both
don't
do punch.
That.
They do punching moves.
Don't do that.
Intergender's fine. Can we talk about Impact?
Yeah, we can do that.
Once you're done with Rumble, we'll get to Impact.
We're done with Rumble. That is the Rumble.
That's the Rumble.
That's the entire card.
I'm excited. It's going to be 4 hours. We're going to...
Oh, four? You think it's going to be 4 hours?
We're going to drink some Steve Weisers.
It's going to be five and a half hours.
Jeez, what am I signing up for here? We should at least gamble on it. I think that...
What's the bet?
This is how I win. You haven't seen Uncut Gems. You have seen the internet, though, so you get memes.
I have seen the internet, yes.
Okay, so intergender wrestling.
Yes.
We'll do a little... it's been a busy... There's a lot going on in wrestling. Intergender. Bernie versus Elizabeth
Warren.
So there we go. The champion of Impact Wrestling, formerly TNA Wrestling, Sami Callihan. He used to be in he was in NXT for a minute. He left. He wasn't creatively fulfilled. And now he's in Impact in the Indies where he gets to be a real scumbag. His whole thing is he like spits in your face. His thing is he thinks he's getting real heel heat. He's just a piece of shit in real life. So Sami Callihan, a legit piece of shit, is the champion. He's been in a long feud with Tessa Blanchard. Tessa Blanchard is the daughter of Tully Blanchard, one of the Four Horsemen, who is currently in AEW as a manager to Sean Spears.
And of course, she's in AEW as a manager?
No, he is. Tully.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Tessa is the daughter. She's got a cup of coffee as like an enhancement talent in NXT. She showed up in like probably an AEW Battle Royale. She's never signed anywhere. The dirt sheet thing is that she's tough to work with. She's a bully. She's a pain in the ass. And no one really wants to deal with her, even though she's extremely talented in the ring.
The Ringer profile made it seem like she's wrestling's hottest free agent.
Yeah, kind of like how Antonio Brown is the hot free agent. Like, yeah, you're really good. No one's ever going to sign you again. And not because you like kneeled during the thing, just because you're a fucking maniac and an idiot.
Okay, so Tessa.
So Tessa, really great in the ring, real pain in the ass. That profile was like, why you shouldn't be a wrestler and have kids is really Tully going, yeah, I really dropped the ball there. Sorry, guys. Which he did, but he's open with it. But anyway, Tessa Blanchard, they long feud with Sami Callihan where she's going head-to-head with this guy. And he's not a huge jacked guy, but he's got size advantage on her. And people who have problems with the intergender stuff because you don't like to see a woman get attacked don't like it. She's fine to do it. It's a fake. So it's fine. And most people in domestic violence, I don't know the statistics, most people aren't pile driving each other. I'm just saying. So anyway, they had this feud. They had the hard to kill pay-per-view.
Yeah.
The culmination of this feud, she's going for not a women's belt, not the knockouts belt, what they call it. She's going for the real belt. This will be like a woman winning the major title.
The closest would be like, the closest comparison is like China 20 years ago.
Winning the Intercontinental. Yeah. But like winning the top belt of the company, men's title, traditionally. The story has to be Tessa goes over because or else you've just had a man beating up a woman for a year. So she has to go over. Before this pay-per-view, she decides to tweet, you know, women got to stand up for each other. Like, go, you go, girl. Like, all this, like, girl power stuff. She decides to tweet, we just opened the floodgates to everyone going, oh, right. That's you know, curious coming from you. Aren't you the one who bullied me? Aren't you the one who blacklisted me? Aren't you the one who said the N-word and spit at one of our coworkers?
Whoa!
Yeah, this is breaking news for Brandon. So all this stuff came out, and everyone's retweeting, getting in on it, because they're like, oh, finally someone's speaking truth to power that this person's an asshole. And so, I mean, there's no, like, Hogan tapes. There's no Randy Orton saying it on a game stream. But there's enough people going, yeah, I was there. She said that.
So you've now just explained the meme of who should be the first WWE Mixed Tag Team Championships, and that's why I was seeing Tessa Blanchard and Hulk Hogan.
There you go. What you going to do, brother? So Tessa won. She did win. And then she cut a promo after of, like, you know, people on the internet are going to say things. I don't have a conclusion here. But that's what's happening in Impact Wrestling. No, I just thought it was really interesting. There was this it was just like this timing where that story in the Ringer, this would be this great storybook story, but that's just not the reality. These are not good people, much like politicians. They're not.
This is Hillary Clinton slut shaming Monica Lewinsky.
Yeah, these aren't good people.
No.
No. Even the best wrestler and the best politician, they're not good people.
Speaking of the best in the world, CM Punk's back.
He's got his ice cream bars. That's all he was here to do. My job here
he
is done.
He did it. That's my big show of the year.
CM Punk being back?
Oh, yeah. I'm loving it.
Yeah, I just am not engaged with it. He said something kind of like, he did like a homophobic thing at The Miz and deleted it.
He did?
Yeah, he was like, he said, like, paraphrasing.
Now I'm off.
Suck a blood-soaked dick in Saudi Arabia, you prick, or something.
Oh, that's
like that.
Cool.
Yeah, because it's cool. Like if you're in high school, to like
no
say,
shutting
out
the Saudi Arabia thing.
Yes, but then to you got to muddy the waters by making it a homophobic
Punk's always
thing.
Been a little,
but
old
he always
school.
Does that.
He
no.
did the butthurt stuff
yeah,
with the UFC
always,
video game.
He always then backtracks and goes, "Oh, you guys know what I meant."
Come on, chick magnet Punk. Come
Cookie
on,
Monster Punk, Company Man Punk.
Speaking of Company Man, something that I'm finding fascinating is the AEW New Japan Pro Wrestling,
yeah.
maybe sort of kind of. Business relationship that's developing.
The big door, the portal, has not opened.
Jericho defeated Tanahashi at Wrestle Kingdom. John Moxley slash Ambrose was at Wrestle Kingdom and New Year's Dash.
Mm-hmm.
You would think that the two biggest stars of AEW
Moxley worked both nights of
the two biggest stars of AEW, right?
Oh yeah, by far.
Appearing in the biggest the New Japan Pro Wrestling version of WrestleMania, you would think yeah. that like oh. These companies are still going to work together. Apparently not. There are still some hurt feelings. This reminds
CM me Punk calls them
so,
butt hurt feelings.
So much of 2016 with your guy Bernie and the DNC.
And your woman, HRC.
My woman is AJ Lee.
Okay.
I only like
similar.
Three acronyms, three consonants. And here's the thing about it. New Japan Pro Wrestling, by all dirt sheet accounts, is a little upset with what happened with the Young Bucks and Kenny Omega and maybe with the Ring of Honor and these promises that were made and not kept, blah, 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 blah. Doesn't matter. Jericho sees the money.
Yeah. That's why he's literally the greatest of all time.
So post-match, Jericho, to me, this is what any Dem needs to say at tomorrow night's debate or post-Iowa or any time between now and, hell, even the convention.
Yeah.
This is what they need to say.
Put aside all the hurt feelings, put aside all the egos, put aside all of the issues and politics, and concentrate on great wrestling matches and big business. I haven't been doing this at the highest of levels for 29 years, as what some people say the greatest of all time, because I'm a stupid businessman. I can see the amount of money that we could make together with AEW and New Japan. Both here in Japan and in the United States and Canada and England and Australia and all around the world. So even though I beat Tanahashi tonight, I would be more than willing to wrestle him again anytime, and I would be more than willing to give him an AEW title shot. And Okada and Naito and Suzuki and Ibushi and Osprey.
Do you understand that? Do you understand that sentiment?
Yeah.
That if there's money on the table, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Why do we care about identity politics? Why do we care if someone said he or she may or may not win?
Right.
If we can get the money, baby, why aren't we doing this?
Because he's a pro wrestler and Democrats are Democrats.
Okay, so who is the Democrat that's currently in the race that's most likely to play the role of Jericho here?
That's a tough one. I think Bernie Jericho is a pragmatist. That's how he survived
Absolutely.
So long. Bernie is definitely, he's survived the longest of these people, and he has never had a change.
Nope.
So it's different in
Biden,
that way.
Biden, you're wrong. Biden.
Biden's a pragmatist.
Biden's been in the game longer.
Has he?
Yeah.
Okay. But Biden, it's tough because there's not, because pragmatist in politics is different. I mean, you might have changed your policies and stuff, and Bernie has not. Obviously, that's the kind of draw.
I'd
of
say
Bernie.
That Bernie is the
Bernie's closer to Flair. He did the same match.
No, Bernie's Kevin Owens.
I say Flair only because he's the guy who just he did the same match. Bernie's speeches from 40 years ago and 30 years ago, 20 years
sure.
ago, are the same, and that's what Flair did. And I'm just saying with Jericho,
yeah,
he's a pragmatist that changes gimmick every few years, and it's tough to find that in the Democratic Party.
That's Joe Biden.
All right.
I know you don't like it, but here's
sure.
hear me out. Like you just said, he just changed his gimmick time after time after time.
Yeah.
Also, how many stories do you think Jericho tells are 100% true?
None.
Okay. How many stories do you think that old man
so
Biden
listen,
is telling
I was down
100%
at the public
true?
Pool
okay.
with pork
there
chop.
We go.
Yeah.
So, this is what I'm saying. Jericho and Biden are the same, and that's not necessarily a bad thing.
Yeah.
The pain maker is here.
Yeah.
Can AEW work with New Japan Pro Wrestling? If you actually want to take on WWE, that's what you need to do.
Yeah.
You need to unite these parties. I don't know if it's going to happen.
Yeah.
I could see it happening. I could see it not happening. No matter what, Vince and the Donald are going to be fine.
Oh, yeah,
they don't need
fine.
To be number one. At the end of the day, this whatever happens in 2020 will help the Republican Party, will help WWE.
So WWE is going to be number one, even if AEW and New Japan team up.
Maybe not. There might be a run if they team up to
AEW
do it well.
AEW numbers are fine for Wednesday. They don't compare it to Raw.
I understand that. But I'm what I'm saying is if they two team up for a few years, you could take over.
Right.
This will re-energize the GOP. This will re-energize the WWE.
Yeah. Well, when you have, that's what everyone's favorite period, not yours, but most people's favorite is the Attitude Era. And not just because of the WWE side or the WWF side, because competition is good. You know, obviously capitalism, we all love it. It's the best. It's the best system. See Parasite. It's great. There's no losers in capitalism, but competition is great. That's the most where Vince was like, I'm going to try new things and mix it up. When you're number one for this long, watch 5.5 hours of the Royal Rumble. Watch Monday Night Raw 3 hours every week and see what happens. I mean, when you have AEW and New Japan, they're in a position where they kind of can do what they do, and they're happy with that. AEW is the one who has to kind of go out there and try new things and see what happens. But when it's actual competition, yeah, that would make it's rising tide.
All I'm saying is if Biden, Bernie, Warren, mm-hmm. Buttigieg, and the Democrats unite for a few years, maybe 4 years, they're going to be able to break the walls down.
We are going to build a great border wall to stop illegal immigration. Yeah.